Hello, everybody. As we start today, I want to ask you a simple question. But before we ask the question, I'd like you to do something for me. What I'd like you to do is to create a quick list in your head of just three things you think you need to do this Christmas. Now, whenever I get a little stressed, when I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with all of the things that have got to be done, I make lists. Lists of things to be done, lists of places to be, that sort of thing. It helps me to get through busy times. Do you do that? Perhaps it's just me. Now, I'm sure you can think of many more than three things, but three is enough for the purpose of the question that is coming. So, keep thinking of those three things. And here's your question. I want you to answer the question with a simple yes and yes or no, aloud or in your head. Is worship Jesus the coming King one of your answers? I wonder if this was on your list. I get a sense that some of you at least now realise perhaps it should have been. The problem is that the modern world conditions us to think much more about what we want to do at Christmas than what we are actually supposed to be doing. So many people are so busy with the shopping and the wrapping and all the peripheral stuff of Christmas that they don't even stop to consider the real meaning of what Christmas is actually for. They're doing all the preparation, they're doing all the decorating, they're buying all the presents and the food, but somehow they choose to forget what it is they are really celebrating. So, in case you've forgotten, I want you to know that the clue is in the name. Christmas is meant to be a celebration of the coming of Christ. Christmas should be a celebration of the birth of Jesus. So many focus on the presents, those that they will give and those that they will receive, and they totally ignore Jesus, the greatest gift of all. We decorate our houses with trees and lights and tinsel. We buy gifts, we wrap presents, we write our cards. We eat more than our own body weight and ignore the real reason for the season. Now, I know you know all of this. But I want to say that this year, let's make Christmas different. Let's really celebrate Christmas for what it is. The time when we remember the birth of the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Let's remember that this is the time when God sent his Son to be God with us. And let's make sure our family, our friends and our neighbours see something of this too. In all of the preparation, in all of the celebration, this year, let's make time to worship Jesus, the coming King, the one who came to save us from our sin. Christ isn't meant to be forgotten at Christmas. So as his followers, don't let anything push Christ out of your Christmas. As Christians, we are meant to celebrate the coming of the King. We're meant to celebrate the birth of Christ. Don't let anything push Christ out of your Christmas. Celebrate Jesus. Worship him. Make time for him this year. The world pushes all it can to remove Christ from Christmas. But for us, Christ must be the central part of our celebrations. Don't let anything push Christ out of your Christmas. This Advent and this Christmas, let's worship the one who paid the price for our sin. All of us love gifts, don't we? Would you celebrate the birth of the one who came to give you the greatest gift you could ever receive? John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17 says, "This is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." Christmas is about God's plan to save us. Christmas is when we remember the birth of Jesus, the arrival of the coming King, the incarnation of our Lord and Saviour, Emmanuel, God with us. It's about our salvation. This is the reason for the season. In Luke 1:31, the angel speaks to Mary and says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." Jesus means the Lord saves, or the salvation of the Lord. The truth is, we could never save ourselves in our own efforts, in our own strength. Jesus was born to save us. Jesus was born to restore us to relationship with the Father. He came to rescue us. He came to save us from our sins. What I'm about to say, I know I said last week, and I'm still going to repeat it today, because I want you to keep on hearing it so that it really takes root inside you. In the birth of Jesus, God declares you and I are worth something significant to him. Father God declares his love for us and his willingness to save us from our sin. The truth is that God loves you and me so much that he was willing to be incarnated, to come to earth, so that he could save us from our sin. He came to rescue us. And when we place our trust in Jesus, we are saved. We have hope, a certain hope. Jesus is our Saviour. Matthew 1:23 says, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. That is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. God is not just looking after us. God doesn't just care about us. God is with us. The truth is that when we are in Christ, we are never alone. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has come, and he is with us. He has come to save us for his glory. He has come to give the gift of salvation and eternal life to all who believe in him. Jesus came to save us from hell, from the curse of sin, from our own selfish desires. This year, maybe more than any other time, let's make an effort to remember that in his love, in his grace, in his mercy, our King came to rescue us. And let's make time to worship and celebrate him. Matthew chapter 2 records the birth of Jesus and the wise men, the magi, searching for Jesus. Matthew 2:11 says, "They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh." Long ago, wise men worshipped Jesus. And today, wise people still worship Jesus. We have a wonderful God. We have an amazing Saviour. And he is to be praised and worshipped. All year long, God has blessed us. We've been touched by his mercy, grace and love. Advent, if not always, is a time for us to thank God for Jesus. Advent, if not any other time, is a period when we should seek a new and deeper relationship with the Saviour. Don't push Christ out of your Christmas. Don't ignore Jesus at Christmas. Don't miss the opportunity to celebrate the real reason for the season. Praise and worship Jesus for his birth, for his life, for his death, for his resurrection, and for his promised return, his second coming. Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 11 reminds us, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honour and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see, the baby of Bethlehem grew up. Jesus is not still in the manger. Jesus is not still on the cross. Jesus is not still in the tomb. Jesus is the risen and glorified Christ. and he deserves our praise and our worship all year long. At Christmas, we of all people should delight in worshipping God, to praise him and worship him because of who he is and what he's done. Luke 2:17 tells us that after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. Those shepherds had the privilege of being the first people to spread the word about the birth of the Saviour. We should do the same. God has touched our lives. We have seen the reality of Christmas. We have met with the Saviour and he is changing us so that we become more like him. So let's tell others how amazing it is to be followers of Jesus. Acts chapter 8 verse 4 tells us about the early Christians. It says that the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. The early Christians spread the good news about Jesus wherever they went, and we need to do the same. There is no better time to share the good news of Jesus, the coming King, than this Christmas. The world is weary with pandemic. The world is looking for answers. You and I, who know Jesus, we know the answer. We have the answer. It is the only answer. Jesus Christ, the baby whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, is the answer. For he is God with us. He is Emmanuel. And he is the only one who can save us and restore us. Now, I'm not saying that sharing the truth about Jesus is just something for us to do at Christmas. We should be sharing the good news that Christ is the coming King, that Jesus is the Saviour, every day. And this reality is something that should be displayed not just by our words, but by the way we live our lives. We need to share the truth that God is real and wants to be in a real relationship with us. Charles Spurgeon said it like this: "If the kingdom is ever to come to our Lord, it will never come through a few ministers, missionaries, or evangelists preaching the gospel. It must come through every one of you preaching it in the shop and by the fireside, when walking abroad and when sitting in the chamber. You must always be endeavouring to save someone." Just hoping that one day your friend might come to church and listen to a sermon is not enough. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us, "You must worship Christ as Lord of your life." And if someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. This Christmas, whenever you have the chance, take the opportunity to tell people about Jesus, the Messiah, who is willing and able to save us from sin and guarantee us a home in heaven forever. Tell everybody you can that it doesn't matter who you are, how young or old you are, what your career is or was, Jesus is the answer. And please hear me again. It's about more than just words. Your life is meant to be a witness of your belief in the coming King. Christmas is your greatest opportunity to tell someone that you believe Jesus came to save you from sin. I wonder, do you have a list of the people you need to give gifts to this Christmas? Well, this now may seem like an odd question, but is Jesus on your Christmas list? Is giving to God's work on your list? When the wise men came to see Jesus and they brought gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh, to whom did they give their gifts? They gave them to Jesus. They didn't give them to each other. You know, there's a saying about giving gifts, isn't there? It's the thought that counts. Maybe at Christmas you think a lot about giving gifts to family, to friends, perhaps your neighbours or even your children's teachers or your office colleagues, whatever. For this Christmas, have you thought about giving a special gift to God's work? I'm not talking about your regular weekly giving or your usual monthly tithe. All year long we have the opportunity for regularly giving to God's work here. What I'm talking about is a specific gift, a special offering. Out of everything you have planned to spend or give this Christmas, is Jesus on your list? Is giving to God's work on your list? This Christmas, you will give gifts to other people out of love and friendship. Could you also give something to your Lord? Think back over the last year. Think of everything God has done for you. Think of everything he has given you. God's gifts. His giving to us is far beyond anything we could ever give him. But each of us can give a portion of what he has given us back to him. Just as we are willing to give to others, we should also be willing to give to God. We happily give gifts to our family and our friends at Christmas. We can also choose to give to God and his work. As we come to a close now, there are two verses that I want to leave with you. Hebrews 13:16, which says, "Don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God." And Philippians 2, verses 4 to 5, which says, "Don't look it out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had." This Christmas, can I encourage you to be thoughtful of the needs of other people? There are many people in this world who do not have what you and I have. What could you give to show the love of God to someone this Christmas? Could you give a financial gift to help the homeless? Could you chat to a neighbour, even if it's just in the garden? This Christmas, will you do something good for someone who always expects the world to do the worst to them? This Christmas, don't push Christ away. Celebrate because the King has come. Worship him. Tell others about him. Share the truth of his love, his mercy, his grace with those you know and love. And out of your love for him, seek to be a blessing to those who are in need, that they may come to know Jesus as their Lord, Saviour and King. This is Christmas. This is what it is really about. So let's do our best this year to bring Christ back into Christmas. It's a different time this year, but that's not a bad thing. Many people will be thinking more this Christmas. Many people will be questioning more this Christmas. We are here to proclaim that Christmas is about Christ, that Christmas is about Emmanuel, God with us. And that is the best Christmas ever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for Jesus, our Emmanuel. Father, may we remember that Jesus is why we are celebrating, that without Jesus there is nothing to celebrate. And Lord, be with us this Christmas and give us opportunities to share more about you than we have ever shared before. In the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel, we pray this Christmas.